For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There was deadly gunfire at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. It was being streamed on the web when it happened. The death toll from the shooting is 3. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams is saying that includes the gunman who killed himself.
The single suspect in this case is a white male. And this is pending confirmation, but we believe the suspect to be 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland. And the FBI is assisting us with that leg of the investigation in Baltimore.
Williams says Katz was at the Chicago Pizza restaurant for the tournament, but it's not known if he knew his victims or what his motive was. He says 11 people were hurt, 9 of them shot, and that all of them are in stable condition. Investigators are looking at online video that appears to capture the scene right before the shooting began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hawaii has had some big trouble lately, hurricanes and volcanic eruptions. But reporter Tom Spicer says the state now has a reason to celebrate.
The Little League World Series title belongs to the state of Hawaii. The boys from Honolulu defeated previously unbeaten South Korea 3-0 to claim the crown. Olu Holt pitched a two-hitter to lead Hawaii to the win. The World Championship is the third for Hawaii and its first since 2008. Tom Spicer for CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
And more good news, Hurricane Lane has fizzled away, leaving not too much damage. And the National Park Service is planning to reopen some sections of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park next month. That follows the lull in activity from the Kilauea volcano. Tourists can now plan to visit as of September 22nd. The park was closed after the volcano erupted in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the biggest talents in theatric history is now dead. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Playwright and Broadway icon Neil Simon has died due to complications from pneumonia at the age of 91. His wife, Elaine Simon, says the legendary comedic playwright died at New York Presbyterian Hospital early Sunday morning. The Tony Award-winning playwright wrote some of the most iconic plays and musicals. Simon wrote more than 30 plays, as well as original screenplays. Some of his work included The Goodbye Girl, Biloxi Blues, The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, Sweet Charity, Plaza Suite, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Prisoners of Second Avenue, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Lost in Yonkers, and Laughter on the 23rd Floor. He received 16 Tony nominations and won Best Play 3 times. He also earned 4 Oscar nominations, a Pulitzer Prize, and countless other honors. There's a Broadway theater named for him. He was the only living person to have received such recognition. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The memorial for John McCain has been set, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Senator John McCain will lie in the Arizona Capitol and then the Capitol Rotunda in Washington before a full-dress funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral and burial at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Former Presidents Obama and George W. Bush have reportedly been asked to speak at the funeral. Vice President Pence has been invited. Reports are President Trump has not been. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.